10 years ago, the pending murder trial of Louis Pelfini was big news. The Petaluma doctor was accused of murdering his wife, Janet. But just as court proceedings were beginning, the case imploded when it was revealed the prosecutors had improperly been coaching a key witness. The charges were dropped while scandal rocked the DA and sheriff's offices. Lost in the furor was the question of why the witness, pathologist Dr. Thomas Gill, was being coached in the first place. California Watch reporter Ryan Gabrielson investigated recently and found the issues extended well beyond Gill's examination of Janet Pelfini to cover his own troubled past.
When they finally compiled a list of all questions that they needed to address with him, there were 186 just about his past. For the first 20-some-odd years of his medical career, he was a neuropathologist in Oregon, not forensic pathology. It's a very different field. The conditions under which he left Oregon were questionable, and then he moved to Indianapolis, took a job that he was totally unqualified for, and then took on a dangerous workload, and serious errors followed, plus alcoholism that was totally unchecked at the time. And it went on and on and on. Then to Los Angeles, he was not performing well. And then he went up and joined the forensic medical group. He failed the board certification test twice.
But Gabrielson says there were also numerous problems with the autopsy Gill had conducted on Janet Pelfini.
First off, he had failed to take any photographs of external injuries, which are pretty important when it's a homicide case. He had totally missed a bruise on Janet Pelfini's head in his sketches of external injuries. And then when he described the injury in his report, he put it on the wrong side of her head. Basically, his gross observations were unreliable. Further, he failed to notice evidence of an asthma attack in her lungs, mucus plugs, that could have been a sign that instead of being suffocated, that she was suffering from a huge, potentially fatal asthma attack.
Worse yet, Gabrielson reports, Gill was officially labeled incompetent by the California Bar Association in 2006, yet he performed 1,000 additional death investigations in 8 other California counties from 2007 until late last year.
Even when California State Bar comes out with a report that calls a doctor incompetent, he's still able to testify in homicide cases, and he's still able to do autopsies. And even after what happened in the Janet Pelfini case, he was able to, very shortly thereafter, get a job in a bigger office in Kansas City, Missouri.
All this is part of a larger journalistic inquiry into the state of forensic medicine across the United States today, a story that is being told in coordinated reports today on NPR, in California Watch and ProPublica newspaper stories, and on the PBS investigative program Frontline. Altogether, says Gabrielson, they point to some disconcerting conclusions.
What his story tells us is that not only are there no standards for who can do an autopsy in this country and what quality of work they do, even somebody who's demonstrated an inability to do this work competently can continue in office after office after office all over the country.
Dr. Gill, meanwhile, has lost his position with the Forensic Medical Group, the company that contracts to provide autopsy services for 9 Northern California counties, including Sonoma, Marin, and Napa. But in an email exchange with reporter Gabrielson, Gill affirmed his intention to continue working in the field as soon as he can find a new position. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.